Citizen Kane has long been the gold standard for film academics, but after a 50-year reign, Orson Welles has finally been dethroned. Joining us live, WTOP film critic Jason Fraley, discussing the results of a new best list of the all-time greatest movies. Jason, tell us about this new list, who compiled it, and what movie has knocked off Citizen Kane?
Well, it's compiled by Sight and Sound magazine. It's based out of Britain, and they do one of these polls every 10 years. And this was actually the most extensive poll that they've done yet, with 800 critics, scholars, experts from around the entire world. And, you know, every decade they've done it, Citizen Kane has topped it since 1952. It's kind of the, you know, cream of the crop as far as academics are concerned. But I'm glad to say that my own personal favorite movie is finally on top of the list, Alfred Hitchcock's Vertigo.
Mm-hmm. And for those who have not seen Vertigo, I have, but tell them what it's about.
Well, basically, Jimmy Stewart plays a detective who, at the beginning of the movie, watches his partner fall to his death from a high spot. So he starts to develop vertigo whenever he's to coincide with his fear of heights. So he basically retires from the force, and one day he gets a call from his old college buddy asking him to do a favor.
I want you to follow my wife. I'm afraid some harm may come to her.
From whom?
Someone dead. Scotty, do you believe that someone out of the past, someone dead, can enter and take possession of a living being? If I told you that I believe this has happened to my wife, what would you say?
Well, I'd say take her to the nearest psychiatrist.
You gotta love Jimmy Stewart,
yes,
right?
Indeed.
So he ends up following the wife around and this kind of beyond the grave mystery, but also falls in love with her. So it's kind of this mystery romance set in San Francisco. And go ahead, Bronco.
Now what in your view makes
this, these past few days have been the first happy days I've known in a year.
I know. Because I remind you of her. Couldn't you like me? Just me the way I am.
And in that cut, you can hear Jimmy Stewart deals with lost love throughout the entire movie. He basically tries to get over a loved one and tries remaking his new girlfriend to appear like the old one. Same hair, same nail polish, same clothes. And so it's a really, really dark movie.
Now, as you looked at the rest of the list, what else did you like? What else made the cut this time?
Well, we had Vertigo number one, obviously, Citizen Kane at number two, Tokyo Story, the Ozu's movie, The Rules of the Game, which is a French movie by Jean Renoir, Sunrise by F.W. Murnau, 2001, A Space Odyssey is number six by Stanley Kubrick, John Ford's The Searchers, which was kind of one of my epiphany movies that kind of taught me what film language was, is seven, Man with the Movie Camera, a Russian movie from the 20s by Ziga Vertov, Carl Dreyer's Passion of Joan of Arc was number nine, and Federico Fellini's Italian classic 8.5 is number 10. You might remember the Hollywood remake 9. They just made a musical out of it recently.
Any more modern movies that might have been part of the list?
Well, a list like this gathers a lot of older selections from the critics, and I was actually most of them are a lot older, and honestly, like a lot of the mainstream classics you'd think about don't make this, which is kind of disappointing to a lot of listeners. There's no Jaws, no Star Wars, Casablanca, Pulp Fiction, anything like that. So I mean, it's definitely more geared towards the art side of the spectrum there. But I mean, if you want something more entertainment wise, we'll go with the AFI Top 100. But you know, it's a great start and a great guide to the art side of the spectrum.
All right. That's WTOP film critic Jason Fraley joining us live.